Okay, before we begin, we'll speak to God in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for the Lord Jesus. We're grateful for one who was gracious in his life, and he was certainly gracious in his death. We thank you that we can enjoy him, and when we consider the one who made everything possible so we can be in heaven, it is all because of him. We ask you for help this morning. Pray for the speakers, pray for the listeners, and pray for any needs that may be represented but not mentioned. We just ask you that would work in the lives here, and pray for anyone else that is not on, but think of the families of those that are represented here as well. Pray for the country of the Philippines, and pray for Canada here as well, and the UK. Just leave all in the care. Thank you that God is still on the throne. And so we ask you for help now in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So welcome each one to the meeting, the service this morning, this afternoon, and this evening.
Nagagalak po namin i-welcome lahat ng sumali sa araw na ito at sa gabing ito.
We're going to read in a few of the Bible. We're going to read a couple of places. One is in the book of Ephesians and chapter number 2 for 2 verses. And it's verse number 8 and 9. So Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. And in English it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, through trust, through belief. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast."
Babasahin ko po sa Tagalog, binasa ni Dale sa Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9. Verse 8, "Sapagkat sa biyaya kayo'y nangaligtas sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya. At ito'y hindi sa inyong sarili, ito'y kaloob ng Diyos." Verse 9, "Hindi sa pamamagitan ng mga gawa, upang ang sino man ay huwag magpuri or magmataas sa ibang Tagalog."
And the other verse we'll read is in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse number 9. It's a number, two numbers again, 8 and 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. "For ye know," in English it says, "for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye, through his poverty, might be rich." Read it again. "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye, through his poverty, might be rich."
Pagsahin ko po sa Tagalog, ito naman po ay sa 2 Corinthians 8 at verse 9. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9, "Sapagkat nalalaman ninyo ang biyaya ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo, na bagaman siya'y mayaman, gayon may nagpadugha dahil sa inyo, upang sa pamamagitan ng kanyang karukaan ay magsiyaman kayo."
What I was thinking, this is a verse that I was enjoying for the past while as I was thinking about this meeting.
At ito po ay a verse na iniisip niya sa mga nakaraang araw at nag-i-enjoy po siya o nasisiyahan siya sa kanyang binabasa.
And really, it changed my thoughts changed a bit to include a couple of other these other verses as well.
Ngunit sa habang ito niya binabasa ay may mga nakikita siyang pagbabago at kahit na nais po niyang isama yung mga verses o yung mga verses na salita ng Diyos na nakita niya. What are those?
Just the fact that these two verses, that we've read, Ephesians and 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9. So, let me ask you a question. Perhaps I should ask this at the beginning. What is your basis, or why are you going to heaven? What is the reason that you think that you will be in heaven?
May mga katanungan po. Maaaring nga po na ito'y tinanong muna namin bago sa umpisa, bago nagsimula. Ang unang tanong po ay, ano ang iyong dahilan na kayo ay mapupunta sa langit? At ano yung iniisip na kayo ay mapupunta roon?
In fact, most people think, maybe some people think that everybody will be in heaven automatically when they die.
At maaaring lahat po ng mga tao iniisip na lahat po ay mapupunta sa langit pagkatapos ng kanilang kamatayan sa kanilang kamatayan.
Wouldn't this be wonderful if everybody was automatically guaranteed access to heaven?
At ito nga po ay isang kasiyasiyang magaganap kung ito po ay magkakatotoo.
But that's just not the case. The Bible clearly states otherwise.
But hindi po ay ito ang kaso na lahat po ay mapupunta sa langit dahil iba po ang sinasabi ng Biblia.
Most of the world's religions are divided into two sides. Those who have to do something to earn favor or earn merit or earn their way to heaven, as we would say, and those who don't earn their way to heaven.
At ang mundo po ay nahati na kung saan sinasabi nila may dalawang paraan upang upang tumungo ang mga tao sa langit. Ito po ay una po ay nais po nilang gumawa ng lahat ng mabubuting gawa upang makamta ng pabor ng langit at sila'y mapupunta roon. At ang isa po ay yung wala pong kahit anong gagawin.
And so, in Ephesians chapter 2, it's a wonderful verse. It's written right here for us in black and white. It says, "For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Verse 8 and 9.
Kaya sinasabi po doon sa Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, "Sapagkat sa biyaya kayo'y nangaligtas sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya, at ito'y hindi sa inyong sarili, ito'y kaloob ng Diyos. Hindi sa pamamagitan ng mga gawa, upang ang sinuman ay huwag magmapuri."
We've already mentioned what it's not. In Ephesians 2 and 8 and verse 9, it says it's not of works. So it's not something that we can do. The Bible says we are not going to be saved by something we can do.
So sinasabi po namin, nabanggit na po namin na ang pananampalataya sa Diyos ay hindi sa mga gawa. Hindi sa mga gawa ng ating mga kamay, ng ating katawan, na ito'y makakapagligtas at makakatungo tayo sa kalangitan.
Ephesians, for the first verse, chapter verse 8, it says, "For by grace you're saved."
At makikita natin sa una pa po sa Ephesians 2 verse 8, sa unang binanggit niya, sapagkat sa biyaya ng Diyos, kayo'y nangaligtas.
Let me ask a question. What is grace?
Ano po ba ang grasya?
Grace is to describe it very simply, it is something that we don't deserve, but we receive.
Ang grasya po ay hindi karapat-dapat na pabor, ngunit atin itong tinatanggap.
It's unmerited favor.
Iyon nga po, hindi po ito karapat-dapat na pabor.
It's something we haven't earned, but we have been given.
Ito po isang bagay na ating na hindi natin ginamitan ng trabaho ng ating mga kamay, ngunit ito'y ibinigay lamang.
I like the description here. It says, it is a favor done without expectation of return. Absolute freeness of the loving kindness of God to men, finding the only motive in the bounty and free heartedness of the giver. Now that's going to be hard to translate.
Sorry.
But it's a favor. We've already mentioned it's a favor without expectation of return.
Sinabanggit na po natin na ito po'y pabor. Ngunit yung pong nagbigay, hindi po nag-e-expect ito na ibalik sa kanya ang pabor.
The only motive depends on the giver, who is the Lord Jesus.
At ang motibo lamang po ay nakadepende sa nagbigay nito.
The truth is that we don't deserve to go to heaven.
At ang katotohanan po, hindi po tayo karapat-dapat mapunta sa langit.
We don't expect by our own merit. We could never earn God's favor by ourselves and have a place in heaven. It's because of our sin.
Hindi po tayo karapat-dapat na makakakuha ng pabor sa Diyos dahil nga po tayo po ay makasalanan.
But there was one who was very rich.
Ngunit meron pong isa na napakayaman.
In fact, he's so rich that he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills.
What?
He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, the Bible says.
At ito po'y katotohanan na may katotohanan na siya po ay may-ari ng lahat ng mga cattle, is it?
Cattle.
Yeah. Na lahat ng mga baka sa napakaraming bundok.
He owns everything.
Siya po ay nagmamay-ari ng lahat.
He created everything.
At siya po ang gumawa ng lahat.
And he is so rich, we cannot comprehend his riches.
At bagaman siya po ay napakayaman, hindi po kayang sukatin ng tao kung gaano siya kayaman.
But the second verse that we read, is we read about the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. It says this, I'll just read it. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich.
Salamat sa binasa po natin sa Tagalog naman po at sana po'y maintindihan po natin sapagkat nalalaman ninyo ang biyaya ng Panginoong Hesukristo na bagaman siya'y mayaman, gayon may nagpadukha dahil sa inyo upang sa pamamagitan ng kanyang karukaan ay magsiyaman kayo.
Although the Lord Jesus was rich, in heaven, Yet he came down to where, right where we were.
Bagaman ang Panginoong Hesukristo po ay napakayaman sa langit, at ito po ay kanya, ito po ay naging niya, at siya po ay bumaba mula sa pagkayaman upang maging ka-level natin or kapantay ng tao.
And he lived his life as not a rich man, but one who was a poor man.
At siya po'y namuhay ng hindi mayamang tao, bagamat isang mahirap, isang dukha.
And not only one who was a, just living a life of a poor man, but he actually took our place and took our punishment that we deserved. He took our sin.
Hindi lamang po siya nabuhay na bilang isang mahirap, isang dukha. Siya po ang umako ng lahat ng kasalanan ng tao.
When he was on that cross, he had nothing, and for as far as this world would go.
At nung siya'y nasa krus, ay walang-wala siya.
And yet, through his poverty, he provided a way of he provided a way so that we can be brought back to God.
Bagaman sa kanyang pagkadukha at pagiging mahirap, ay siya po ay gumawa ng daan upang tayo ay makatungo sa ating Diyos Ama.
And so, he became poor that ye, we're really poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich.
Siya po ay naging isang dukha dahil sa ating pagkadukha o sa ating pagiging mahirap sa habag ng Diyos, tayo po ay kanyang ginawang mayaman.
So are you going to heaven based on what you do or based on what the Lord Jesus did at the cross of Calvary?
So ang tanong po namin, kayo po ba ay mapupunta sa kalangitan o sa harapan ng ating Diyos Ama dahil sa iyong ginawa o dahil sa pamamagitan ng kanyang ginawa?
For those who are saved, the Bible says you are saved by grace, you are saved through faith, not by our faith. You are saved by grace, are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God.
At sa lahat po ng mga naligtas na, nakamta ng kaligtasan mula sa ating Panginoong Hesukristo po, ito po ang kanilang pinagdaanan. Sapagkat sa biyaya kayo'y nangaligtas sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya, at ito'y hindi sa inyong sarili, ito'y kaloob ng Diyos.
It wasn't that the Lord Jesus, out of his riches, made a payment for us, but that he gave himself, he gave his life, so that we could have eternal life.
Hindi po dahil sa kayamanan ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo, dahil nabanggit po nga namin, siya po ang dumikha ng lahat. Hindi po sa mga iyon. Ito po ay sa pamamagitan ng kanyang pagbibigay ng kanyang buhay sa krus. Dahil tayo, yun po ang dahilan kung tayo po'y naging mayaman.
But this grace that he offers, this salvation that he offers, must be accepted.
Ngunit ito pong grasya o kaligtasan na kanyang ipinagkakaloob po, ito po ay kailangan tanggapin.
Have you accepted the gift that he offers you?
Kayo na, tinanggap niyo na po ba ang regalo na kanyang ipinagkakaloob sa kanyo, sa inyo?
Once you receive a gift, it's yours.
At kung at nang inyong tanggapin ng regalong iyon, ay sa inyo na po yun.
If you don't receive it, it's not yours.
Kung hindi nyo po tatanggapin, hindi po ito mapapa sa inyo.
And so our audience is divided between those who have received the gift of God and those who have not received the gift of God.
So ang ating pong mga nakakinig ngayon ay naka ay may dalawang klase po. Yung mga tumanggap sa regalo ng Diyos at sa mga hindi pa po tumanggap ng regalo ng Diyos.
Those who have not received the gift of God still try to earn favor with God through their own works and their own labor.
At sa mga hindi pa po tumatanggap, ay sila po ay gumagawa ng lahat ng kanilang magagawa upang maabot ang pabor mula sa Diyos.
I'm just going to close off with one more verse in Matthew chapter 11. And it's really an invitation that the Lord Jesus said himself. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. Matthew 11 and verse 28. Here's what it says. The Lord Jesus said these words, "Come unto me." He didn't say come to the church. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
At aming pong babasahin ang pinakahuling verse na aming pong napag-isipan. Sinasabi po doon na Matthew 11:28. Sinasabi sa Tagalog, magsiparito sa akin, hindi po sa simbahan, ngunit sa kanya, magsiparito kayo sa akin, kayong lahat na nagpapagal at nangagbibigat ang lubha, at kayo'y aking pagpapahingahin.
Who does Christ want to come to him? Everybody who is trying to please God through their own labor.
Sino nga po ba ang nais na magsilapit sa kanya? Ang lahat po ng mga taong gumagawa or ng kanilang sariling mga gawa upang mapakita, makuha ang pabor ng Diyos.
I'll just read those two verses again. So he accepts everybody. Ephesians 2 and verse 8 and 9. For by grace, unmerited favor, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
At amin po uling babasahin ang aming binasa sa Ephesians 2 verse 8 and 9. At naway ito po'y pagbubulay-bulayan natin. Sa verse 8 ng 2, sapagkat sa biyaya kayo'y nangligtas sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya at ito'y hindi sa inyong sarili. Ito'y kaloob ng Diyos. Verse 9, hindi sa pamamagitan ng mga gawa upang ang sino man ay huwag magmapuri.
Salvation, being saved, is something you receive yourself personally from the giver, the Lord Jesus Christ.
At ang kaligtasan po ay ito po ay inyong dapat tanggapin ng personal sa inyo mula sa nagbigay.
And so we hope, even as this meeting comes to an end, that you will receive the Lord Jesus Christ and not try to get to heaven by your own works.
At kami po'y umaasa na ang kaligtasan po ay iyong tanggapin mula sa kung sino ang nagbigay, sa totoong nagbigay, ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Hindi po ito makukuha sa inyong pamagitan ng iyong mga gawa.
And so we'll pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for thy son. Thank you for thy goodness. We are amazed that the one who dwelt in habits eternity became a man and really was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. He was here to take our sins upon himself, and he was here to die for sins. Thank thee he did that. Pray for any in our audience that has not accepted the gift, which is eternal life. And when they accept Christ, they receive him. So thank thee, for the offer still stands. And we ask thee that if there's anything said of ourselves, we ask thee to take it away. And if there's anything that would please thee to speak to souls, we pray that souls will be saved for thine honor and glory. And we ask this, and ask thy blessing upon us, even as we pray, in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.